I got the time again, so I'm sort of just like, wait, what do you mean?
So, introduction to Blitz Labs and Blitz OS, right? Okay. Okay, let's go to the next talk. Right now is John West, and the talk is Introduction to Blitz Labs and Blitz OS. Thank you, John. The stage is yours.
Thank you. I represent Blitz Labs. Thank you very much. I represent Blitz Labs and Blitz OS. So what Blitz Labs is we're a volunteer-based 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps open source projects thrive, mostly Android-based, but we do also do Linux projects as well. Our goal is to create and maintain various open source operating systems and other software that helps extend the life of devices in order to help with the world's e-waste problems. Blitz Labs also maintains Blitz OS and other open source softwares. We're not just a bunch of projects. We're a very mature open source org with a proper organizational structure. We work to mentor and teach future open source developers in all aspects. We form alliances with other projects that share in our visions. We develop tools to help minimize the complex development process of Android and Linux and aid in learning. And we also act as a global fiscal host for open source projects that are not able to monetize in their current region. So this allows for a much larger opportunity to work with others globally and increase their user base. Our region is global, so we have members of Blitz Labs all over the world. Age group ranges from 13 to 60. Students, professionals, retirees, the whole nine yards. Women, men, we're LGBT friendly. Different abled in key positions like CFO, CPO, CTO. And for education, we don't have any requirements, really. You can be a middle school student, or you could have a PhD and a professor. Our estimated download count from the year we started in 2014 is now up to over 6 million. That's across the entire suite of Blitz Labs projects. And speaking of the projects, how many of you recognize any of these logos? Anybody? Okay. To go over some of these, we have Blitz OS, which is a unified Android experience irrespective of hardware. We use Android x86 as the base OS, works on Intel and AMD x86 64 version 2 devices and greater. We also run RayDroid, Android integration with Linux. It's a lightweight containerized base project. We run Android Linux Hybrid, which is a cross of Linux and Android running on bare metal hardware. We maintain SmartDock, which is a desktop UX for Android. We maintain XT Mapper, which is a on-screen key mapper for Android as well. We maintain a community called Supreme Gamers, which is centered on Android x86 development. We also maintain Boring Droid, which is a complete open source desktop UI solution for AOSP. We're adding Blitz Base to the mix now, which is a production-ready example of Android on x86, based on Blitz, but geared towards, we'll say, commercial applications. And then we maintain Android Generic Project, which is a easy button for Android x86 and Blitz OS builds. And we also maintain Blitz ROM, which is Android for Android devices. So our matured process model includes building, testing, releasing, and documentation for both dev and users, and then post-release support. Popular open source projects having links with our projects. BlendOS is one. They use our WayDroid project. Ubuntu Web also uses our WayDroid project. Ubuntu Touch is as well. PrimeOS, which uses Android generic project to generate their images. And then Android x86, we fully support that project by supplying team resources, build servers, development, etc. What we do to support sub-projects is we attend conferences like this. We supply hardware for testing, hardware for development, hardware for build and web servers, and communication servers like Slack, Discord, GC, Telegram, Matrix, etc. And then we provide software services like storage, SourceForge, and G Drive, or development services like GitLab, GitHub, access to Jira, Confluence, Trello, and then servers for updates, OTA, GitHub, and CI/CL. Which brings me to the next part of what we're doing here is we're introducing BlissOS, which is an Android on x86 hardware. So it's Android for your PC. Funny thing is, my Linux PC took a crap on traveling out here. So I actually had to put this whole thing together on Android x86, so on BlissOS. That's what we're seeing this whole thing run today from. It's based on mainline Linux, so using Android x86 patches on top of the kernel in order to provide support for Android subsystem. We have features of desktop UI, changes for x86 hardware, custom HALs, etc. Generic builds, so one ISO runs everything. We have tons of customization options included. Low resources based subsystem, so it's a very low overhead system to run Android on x86 hardware. A lot like Edge Linux would be. And then we have added Linux tools integrated with Android, like Termux, networking tools. We bring in DRM Hardware Composer, Greylock, Mesa, all from mainline Linux. Some of the diverse use cases of BlissOS and the likes are kiosks, mobile devices, PCs, gaming devices like the Steam Deck, automotive displays, POS and customer-facing displays, menu displays, ad displays, TV and large screen applications, IoT and industrial IoT, industrial displays, gaming and component displays. BlissOS is open source. It's based on Apache version 2, GPL version 2, and GPL version 3. If you're using BlissOS as is, it's free and open source to use anywhere. If you're using BlissOS using a modified source, it still comes as open source, as long as you release the source code. It's open for anybody to use in their project. Coming to Bliss Labs is not a requirement. As long as you release that source code. And then a small per device or perpetual licensing cost for those that are using a modified source and do not wish to release that source code. Some of our milestone achievements as of lately are EIDU. We've gotten into a pilot program for Kenya using their low-end hardware with our operating system. Companies have been using it in products lately. We've been shortlisted by SourceForge multiple times as a featured project, and we've been adding more and more devices every year. You can find demo videos on our website as of this week, and you can also download an ISO for Android 11, 12, 13, and as of today, Android 14, which is our announcement today. So we will be making BlissOS version 17 available within the next couple days for everybody to test and download. SourceForge is already on GitHub, or the source is already on GitHub, excuse me. And initial features are ported from Android 13 to 14, including desktop UI, dual Ethernet, multi-display, et cetera. So what you can expect from us in the near future are more device groups. We'll be supporting Raspberry Pi, RISC-V, et cetera. More leaning towards the Linux hybrid side of things, where we'll have a larger Linux subsystem running Android on top. We'll be more independent and a complete FOSS ecosystem, so we'll be providing tools for companies and individuals to create their own cutoff app stores, pretty much. And then we're going to be supplying some edge IoT and IIoT examples as well in the code. Our process, we're going to be documenting even for newbies, so we're going to continue on that, dumbing it down for everybody. Improved and automated installation support. So we're working on a couple new installers, graphical installers, as well as text mode installers for Linux. And then we're going to fine-tune our AI-enabled support bots that we use to help users answer the questions so we don't have to. Community engagement includes contests. Easter eggs we put into the operating system. We have goodies. We often do giveaways, stickers, T-shirts, etc. Get points, and then Blissify videos in the link on our website. Opportunities available through Bliss Labs and Bliss OS are internships, mentorships, open roles paid soon. Will be web development, server maintenance, project management, HR, finance, and developers. Contributors can get mileage for the next move in their career or can be absorbed by Bliss OS, Bliss Labs for commercial opportunities. We have a very easy, streamlined way of joining. We cut out most of the crap, no ego, but we are healthy and drama-free. We are full democracy on the team, so we have a flat structure. Nobody's head of anything. Nobody's overseer. Nobody's the god of Bliss. And that brings us to where you can find us online. So if you could scan the QR code, that'll take you to our link tree, and that has all the links available for you to contact us and move forward in the future. If you have any questions, I will be available outside the room, and I have my device and a couple other screens so I could demo if you guys are interested. Thank you very much.